From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, a surprise announcement. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr said he would consider disbanding his militia. The Iraqi prime minister has been taking a tough stand against Sadr's Mahdi army. Today, Nouri al-Maliki said it must be disbanded, or Sadr's supporters will not be allowed to participate in upcoming local elections. Meanwhile, fighting continues in Sadr's stronghold in Baghdad. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro was there today, and she filed this report.
Sadr City, home to 2.5 million people, is completely encircled by cordons of Iraqi army and police, blocking all vehicle access in or out. There is fighting in several neighborhoods, and many residents are fleeing on foot. Whole families using carts to carry those too old or infirm to walk made the treacherous journey past snipers, burning vehicles, militiamen, and U.S. forces. One woman said she couldn't take it anymore. It's been weeks of hell, she says. As she is describing the lack of food and water, shooting breaks out on Sadr City's eerily empty streets. Before giving her name, she rushes off, saying she's terrified and just wants to get out as quickly as she can with her family. The fighting shows no sign of letting up. U.S. forces, along with the Iraqi army and national police, have been pushing deep into Sadr City and are meeting resistance from the Mahdi army. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today said he would give the militiamen no quarter. In an interview with CNN, he said, quote, "We will not stop until we are in full control of these areas." In the eastern part of Sadr City, Brigadier Ali Ibrahim Daboun with the 8th Division of the National Police said he is waiting for orders to go in and kill or capture wanted Mahdi army fighters who have until tomorrow, the 8th of April, to lay down their guns.
We are blocking vehicles from going in or out to stop supplies to the gunmen. We want to isolate them so we can fight them in this area, detain them or kill them.
He sounds confident, saying the Mahdi army is on the defensive and running out of ammunition. And it's not only the Mahdi army fighters who are facing pressure now. Over the weekend, Maliki, other top government leaders, and several key political parties signed an agreement that seeks to legislate the Mahdi army out of existence. The proposed law would exclude from politics any party that has an armed wing. If passed, and it has a great deal of backing, Sadr supporters will not be able to run for office in the upcoming provincial elections unless the Mahdi army is disbanded.
There is a rise in military and political pressure against the Sadrists.
NPR reached Sadr parliament leader Fala Shenshel by phone.
This is an escalation by Maliki. He has no right to interfere. Taking part in an election is a constitutional right given to all Iraqi people. It is not a gift.
Last month, Sadr ordered his militiamen to stand down after Maliki launched an offensive in the southern city of Basra that led to clashes throughout Baghdad and the Shiite south. And today, one of his spokesmen confirmed that Sadr is sending two delegations to meet his spiritual advisors in both Iraq and Iran to discuss disbanding the Mahdi army. Sadr says he will abide by their decisions regarding the militia's fate. It is the first time, Sadr has said, he would consider dissolving one of the most powerful armed groups in Iraq. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.